How about today's No Sweat News? These could be on tomorrow's story stories for the quiz, you know, for the Radfest tickets. So here it is, today's No Sweat News. Good news.
Good news.
You can win a year's worth of beer every time someone makes a birdie at the Masters on Sunday.
Ooh, this is good.
All right.
I like this.
Bad news.
Bad news.
The beer you would win is a year's supply of Natty Light.
Oh, well, I drank it in college. Mm.
Yeah.
I would black out, sometimes fall down the stairs, and then there was a time where I collapsed into the wall and had to go to the hospital.
Mm, good news.
Natty Light caused a lot of problems for me, actually.
I went through the stats last year at Masters. There were 234 birdies in the final round. I mean, that's a considerable amount of opportunity to win a year's worth of beer. But then it's also
a
lot of Natty Light.
No, it's... But I tell you what, you could take the Natty Light, the free Natty Light, and then just drive around the colleges and sell it to kids. I'm sure they're still drinking it.
I like
this
that
is
idea.
Once you get out of college, there's no more room for Natty Light.
Turn it into bootlegging. I love it, Dave. Beautiful.
Okay.
How about this for a good idea?
Yes.
The parent company of Snickers, M&M's, and another bunch of candies, Mars.
Yeah, baby.
Right? They're doing their world's sweetest internship program again this year. It's a 3-month paid position out of Chicago. And if you like chocolate and candy.
I do.
Hold on to your socks.
This is what I eat every morning.
If you score this sweetest internship, you will travel around the country to different manufacturing plants. And you will taste test the new candy that has yet to be released.
Oh, my God. This is heaven.
Plus, you get a year's worth of free candy to boot. And it's a paid internship.
I'm there. I am so there.
The radio internship world stinks to high heaven. You don't even get paid for slugging our stuff around.
Absolutely not.
These people are paying you, and you get free chocolate.
And you really named some of my favorites. Snickers and M&M's?
It's all the Mars
these are,
family.
Those are both top fives.
The Mars family, man.
Yeah, the Mars family solid.
So if you just search world's sweetest internship, you'll find a way to apply.
I'll tell you something controversial, though.
Sadly, you have to be like 21 to do it.
Oh, that stinks. So you can't be 40?
No, sorry.
I prefer peanut M&M's, by the way, to regular M&M's.
That's not controversial.
Oh, it's
for
not
me.
Okay. No.
Have you tried the caramel M&M's?
I love those too.
They're very good.
And the pretzel ones are good.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
And our third story for the day, final of the week, the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News. Dateline Oregon, Washington County Police released this transcript of events from Tuesday afternoon. The names have been changed to protect the idiots.
Oh,
burglary suspect captured. 1:48 p.m. Reporting party calls 911, says someone is in her home's bathroom, tells dispatch the person has the bathroom door locked. The caller can see shadows under the bathroom door. 1:49 p.m., multiple deputies respond to the house. I'm doubting their 1-minute arrival time, but I'll go with it.
Okay.
1:55 p.m., deputies surround the house, request canine assist.
Oh, no.
Deputies can hear noise coming from the bathroom. 2:05 p.m.,
scary.
Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, no.
After several announcements, the suspect does not come out when commanded. With guns drawn, deputies break down the door to encounter the suspect.
Ah!
An automated robot vacuum.
What the hell?
It was a Roomba. Sad. Somehow gotten stuck in the bathroom. Homeowner had no idea. Didn't even have to dust for fingerprints. Yuck, 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 yuck.
They didn't put two and two together? There was their own dopey automated vacuum?
It was their vacuum.
Okay.
That's the No Sweat News. We'll see you tomorrow for the quiz. Here's how it works. I read 4 stories on the air. 3 of them were actually part of the No Sweat News feature. 1 I'm going to make up sometime after 4:20 today. And if you spot that phony story, you got a great shot at picking up tickets for Rat Fest July 31st at the PNC Bank Arts Center, presented by the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.